This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, uniforms dropping tomorrow. John Lopez thinks that there might be some ground to cover when it comes to this. Cal McNair, Hannah McNair, they're going to be here 23 hours and 59 minutes from now. They will be right here in studio. You will hear them right here as soon as the uniforms do drop.
Look at this slime ball.
Yes, nice to see you too, sir. You
might be talking about me there.
Now, what are your thoughts on this? Because you think they might have some ground to make up. I'm intrigued to hear this.
Yeah, because we've heard last week, Doug Vosick, who's obviously he's been on the afternoon guy with the afternoon guys and Texans radio, talking about the whole process and how much work goes into it and all these other things. And we're going to hear from that in just a second. But he says, like, leaks happen. Well, yes, and that's something that you should have known, and you try to mitigate that, maybe limit the number of people who were in on this process. Because of the leaks, because of the bad models, the H-Town helmet drop that was revealed without really a lot of context, there's already kind of an opinion that's already developing. That's going to be hard to reel that back in overall.
Now, like the people who wanted the blue?
Well, yeah. Well, the people who are already saying, I hate it, I love it, whatever. I think
that's going to happen, though. Is that bad? I feel like that's good.
You want 50-50. You want the discussion.
You can take 70-30.
See, 70-30
is where it starts to get a little... As long as you can ball out.
Okay, the good news is this. They're going to sell merch. And that's all that this was all really about anyway. Changing the look was almost secondary to can we really sell a lot of merchandise? They're going to sell a lot of merchandise one way or the other. So that's the good news. But for Doug, he's kind of working uphill here because of the leaks and a lot of bad sentiment, a lot of snarky comments from us included, et cetera. And people saying, well, maybe they'll grow on you. He's already kind of fighting an uphill battle before this thing even drops.
Yeah.
That's my point. Like, if you'd have just limited it as best you can. Well, leaks are going to happen. Well, they don't really happen that often if you don't have more, if you have fewer people involved, again, this is very self-serving, but we said it, we talked about it. I talked about it the day that we were there. It's going to leak. There are going to be leaks. You had to know that. So you had to try to limit that, and now they're kind of up against it. It's going to be a tough hill to climb, but they're going to sell merch.
What do you mean? Like, how tough? Like, define tough. They're going to sell merch. They're going to have a good team that they're very proud of.
Yeah.
They're going to have new uniforms. There's never going to be a unified opinion. I don't think it's the word. I don't think anything is. And as much as we've had fun with the process and everything like that, I mean, it's not that big of a deal. Like, it's not like they got organizational flaws.
No,
like the leaks haven't been, they haven't been, from people in the organization. It's not like the bad days of the past.
Yeah, I'm talking about just the uniforms themselves. Like, the ultimate goal is to win a lot of games and sell a lot of merchandise. They're going to do that. They're going to win a lot of games and they're going to sell a lot of merchandise. So they're happy there. All I'm saying to me, if you're talking specifically about the uniforms and how they're received, he didn't do the best job he could have. I'm just going to put it right out there. It was his job. It was his job to do the best possible in terms of just the uniforms. Doug Vosick. The good news is they're going to win a lot of games and they're going to sell a lot of merchandise, so he's going to be fine.
Yeah.
But the way it was handled, the way it was done, kind of the nonchalant, there's going to be leaks, and, you know, trying to appease everybody. Oh, we have a fan council. Who cares? Oh, we have the media involved. We weren't allowed to say anything anyway. Why'd you show us? Like, I'm glad you did. Selfishly, I'm glad you did. Like, it was cool. Your curiosity, all that stuff. But why the hell did you show us if we were signing NDAs? What can we do? What can we do for you? Oh, really pump them up. What if I don't want to? There's not a whole lot I can say about that. Like, they said, we went in. No, I'm being completely
honest.
No,
I know you're being serious.
Like, we went in there, and they said, you can't say anything. Give me your wallet. Give me your phone. Or what they just say, wallet. Give me your phone. Sign this NDA.
I'm in a heavy set of hands between Sean and Lopez.
No. Sign this NDA. Pump them up. Be sure to pump up that we're going to announce on April 23rd. How? What could we have said? Hey, they're really awesome. Well, why do you say they're awesome? Oh, I don't know. I'm serious. Like that's where he messed up. Just keep it in-house. Keep it a close, tight circle like they did in Denver, like they did
Denver
in Detroit.
Had leaks too, though.
No, but that was the Antonio Brown, whoever, yeah. Whatever. You know. But like there wasn't stuff like this model.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the FedEx dude, you know, and all this other stuff. Look, I appreciate being involved. I appreciate the invite. But in terms of the uniforms themselves, all they wanted us to do was pump them up.
Yeah.
Well, we'd be insincere.
The thing that I've noticed about the uniforms, just me personally, and it seems like people that were the most excited about it are even kind of worn out by it now.
Mm-hmm.
Like it kind of seems like it was a lot of hype, but people kind of seem almost like the ones that were like 100% in on it. Yeah. Messaging me, hey, tell me something. It's just like, man, I can't say anything.
Yeah.
They following every single clue. Oh, look at Hannah's dress. Oh, look at Tank's gloves and all that. They seem kind of worn out by it now. Yeah. And that's when it tells you that perhaps it went pretty far. It's not for lack of effort. Mm-hmm. But yeah, here was, I think Doug was on Texans All Access last week. I don't know if he was talking about me. I did have a leaked model customized t-shirt and whatnot. So, I mean, maybe me.
It was you.
Not sure.
Maybe it was me.
But here was Doug Vosick on Texans All Access talking about the leak that Lopez just mentioned.
Can I give a little background on,
sure,
on
please
the leak?
Do.
So, you know, I think our friends on various media outlets had a little fun with the leak, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how the model looked and, you know, the bad photo and all those kinds of things. And, you know, part is like, shame on us. We had so many security measures. We took everyone's phones. We put them in Ziploc bags. Like,
right.
Someone must have snuck someone in somewhere, right?
Yep.
So, you know, it does happen. But what a lot of, you know, people don't realize, or maybe didn't give us a little grace on, is that during those days, those are our shoot days. It's when the players come in,
right,
see the uniforms the first time, and you get, you know, 6 to 7 of the guys to come in and spend 8 hours with you over 2 days shooting. Before the shoot, though, there's hours of work, meaning there's, you know, stand-in models so you can get the lighting right and get the smoke right when you see the one video,
yeah,
right? There's stand-in models when you want to do just like employee previews, right? And things like that. So yes, the leaked photo was a stand-in model, but in no way like the, ooh, check out the uniform guy, right? So, you know, we didn't get so much grace on that one, but I get it. Everyone had to have some fun. But yeah, it's a stand-in model to get stuff ready. Yeah, leave it at that.
That's not true. I'll just say it. That's not true, Doug. Feel free to call in, because that dude, that number 24, you said he was not the guy that said, check out our new uniforms. He was. He was the guy that they carted out in front of us. He was one of them and said, check out our new uniforms. He may have also been a stand-in for lighting purposes, but when you were showing the fan council and media the new uniforms, that guy was one of them. Right?
Right.
That's not true what he said. It's just not true. Maybe he misspoke. I'm telling you right now, it's not true.
Yeah,
it's not.
I don't think anyone thought it was their top production, though. Like the leak, it was funny because it was minimal because that was the.
But this was the reveal. This was the reveal to us.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy.
Yeah.
That guy was the reveal to us.
Yeah.
They had the dummies and they carted out all these people. That was one of the dudes. So what he said there is just not true. I mean, look, he can call me out on it. There were several people there who can back me up on this. That's not true. That's one of the guys that you said in front of us. In fact, you said,
yeah.
In fact, we were told, go up to the models.
I don't think anyone thought they were going to drop that picture to release the uniforms.
Right. No. Like, that's true.
No, yeah. And I don't think anyone like even insinuated that, right?
Yeah.
I think it was funny that it was that guy. That was the funny thing about it, that that guy was ever even in the uniform for me. It was funny. But I do think, I mean, I think there was some humor in it. It's not like the end all be all. It's not like they leaked their playbook or something like that.
No, no. And the good news for Doug is I'm just being clear on what happened here. I'm not picking on him. I don't have anything with Doug or one way or the other. All I'm saying is, for clarity purposes, that's not true. The second thing is he's fine. Doug's fine. His goal ultimately was to help sell a lot of merchandise and get people talking about the uniforms. That was a success. But the way he did it was frankly not. It wasn't.
So there we go.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Cal McNair, Hannah McNair right here in this studio. And the merchandise is going to be really, really exciting. It's going to be really, really cool to see. No doubt. I'm excited to get the reaction. I anticipate there being some strong takes, but hey, strong takes about something as trivial as uniforms, not a bad thing, especially when you got a squad that you enjoy watching. We'll say that.
Yeah. And I think when the uniforms come out tomorrow, 10 a.m., by the way.
Yep, 10.
Followed by Cal and Hannah right here in studio. When they come out, there's going to be a lot that a lot of people like. And there's going to be one story that's going to be overarching all the others. And it's going to be, frankly, Amy Adams drunk. That's about the extent of bending on the NDA I can do.
So you're going to go in on Amy Adams drunk tomorrow.
I have a hunch a lot of people are.
The stanky one?
Yeah, I have a hunch a lot of people are. And to be fair to Doug, let's be fair to him. As much as I said what he said right there is not true, his hands were kind of tied because of that. Now, in terms of the process of releasing the uniforms and unveiling them,
I don't agree. But if you're putting it into the atmosphere, I don't know that your hands are that tied.
Yeah, it was thrown out there.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of gear and stuff. So I don't know that your hands were that tied.
Yeah,
as much as it was kind of put out there, you know.
No, that's true.
But that is, I mean, I do agree with you. It's uniforms, man.
Yeah,
I mean, albums get leaked, shoes get leaked. It's uniforms, man.
Yeah.
Uniforms get leaked.
Mm-hmm.
Those models are legends. I don't care what he says. That ain't never dying. 24 will forever have a special place in my heart.
Like that dude, that same picture, we were talking, not just us, everybody was talking about who was there. Like, yeah, we saw that dude. We saw that dude last night or whenever it was. You know, yeah.
Landry Locker, John Lopez. Figgy Fig with you. John Lopez with the hurt nose.
Man,
he's playing hurt.
I'm playing hurt, but it was well worth it.
You need to ice up, son.
I'm good. It was fantastic. I did fantastic.
Text line Ocho says, I can't wait till tomorrow so Uniform Gate can finally be over. The 832 says, the only reason it's a big deal is they made it a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
They should have just downplayed it the whole reveal time. Like you say, Lopez, under-promise and over-deliver.
Yeah, they over-promised. Yeah. A lot of people are excited about the colors more than the leak, and that includes the colors we're familiar with, not any new H-Town blue colors.
Which ones?
What the non H-Town blue colors
the
are
ones
are
from the road,
like yeah, road,
the road
and home
uniforms,
yeah, and home, yeah,
those colors,
yeah, those colors.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The 713. Honestly, really. They started this process when we were trash, trying to give us something, I guess, to distract us. We're good now. Personally, I don't care how they roll them out. And that's fair.
No, that's fair.
But I will say this, though, and this would be my question, because I agree with that. If they still were trash, don't you think there would be a little bit more criticism of the way in which this has gone?
If the majority
like
of people...
If this team was in the state that they were... In 2021, and 2022, and this process had gone out, don't you think there would be a little bit more criticism? I think the fact that they're good kind of decreases it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, oh, look what they did. Now they're screwing up the uniforms. They can't even reveal uniforms right. I'm sure Jack Easterby had something to do with it.
We'd be blaming Jack.
We'd be blaming Jack.
What the hell is Jack doing?
What is that, a friend of his?
This is Jack Easterby.
Number 24, a friend of Jack.
What is going on here? What is that, a former Patriot ball boy?
Yeah, exactly.
What the hell is going on here? Someone's asking if they can have your passes for the release party.
I didn't put in. Yeah, I mean, I would if I could. But I knew everything was going to be, you know, end up being revealed, or we were going to have Cal and Hannah in studio and all that. It is a little weird that they're actually dropping the uniforms at 10.
Nah, they need to, because you do it on the website. You don't do it with like mm-hmm. hey, watch our release party.
You can control that a little
yeah.
bit. Yeah.
And then you have, I'm assuming that they're going to have boxes upon boxes upon boxes of merchandise to sell, right?
Yeah, ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to be flying like hotcakes.
Yeah.
So I would assume that's how it goes down.
Yeah. No, I think that's what's going to happen. And I think ultimately, everybody's going to be happy ultimately. You know, they're going to have the uniforms. They're going to be a good team. They're going to sell a lot of merchandise. My favorite part of this whole uniform thing, and people will find this out, is the merchandise jerseys that you'll never see on a field and gear. Like, you can have an H-Town oh, yeah. blue shirt.
Oh, yeah. The merch is going to be crazy.
That's going to be better than anything.
Merch is going to be crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
They're not going to have hoodies already, though, right?
They're going to have everything. Everything. They better. I mean, people are going to want that stuff right
boxes
away.
Boxes on boxes.
So, wouldn't
on
you
want
to just, like, walk in, get what you want?
Yeah.
You got
especially
to.
If it's, like, an exclusive party.
Yeah, you got to. They're going to have everything. Hats, hoodies, shirts, jerseys. Personalize? You're going to be able to personalize right away?
I don't know about that. Is that true? I heard they're doing tattoos or something, and Tyler was going to get to the front of the line.
Really?
You think Tyler was going to get another tattoo. Is that right? They have a tattoo artist there or something?
Like a real tattoo? I wasn't sure if it was like real or...
I don't know. Yeah, Tyler, I wasn't sure. Tyler, I think he sent me a message saying that he perhaps might be getting another tattoo tomorrow.
I got to ask Tyler a question. Okay.
What's that?
How good at golf is he, really?
Not good.
Who's the best golfer here?
The best golfer here?
I got a space that opened up for this Father's Day scramble that I'm in. I want a good golfer. Because we're all average.
Nobody.
I need a ringer.
Nobody here is good.
713-572-4610. Are you a golf ringer?
Bajani seems like he might be good at golf.
He might be good.
I could see that. Or he could be really bad. I don't know. But I could see.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
Like, I do this thing every year. It's a Father's Day kind of scramble.
Yeah.
And we're all like, okay. You yeah. know, decent, bad, yeah. and good occasionally. I need a ringer for our team.
Yeah, no doubt. See how it goes.
Your game is past you, right?
Garbage.
Yeah.
Garbage. Coming up next, fanhood. Fanhood, fanhood, fanhood. There's a lot of passionate fans this week. John Lopez wants to pay respects to perhaps one of the best there ever was. Next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, Lopez, pour him one out for the one of the fans he admired most since the Texans came to town. He also has some thoughts.
I do.
On the greatness that is fanhood. I think fanhood's a beautiful thing. I think fanhood, I don't think sports should be minimized. I don't think fanhood should be minimized. I don't think there's a right way. I don't think there's a wrong way. I think the disagreement between fans is healthy. And you'll never hear me minimize fanhood, no matter what form it comes in. But I understand J-Lo, someone that you've known since the beginning
yeah.
of this organization, someone who, man.
Listen to us every day.
Listen to us every day from Austin on the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
He passed away, and you want to pay your respects, and you kind of want to get into the art of fanhood.
Yeah, the art of fanhood. That's what it, because I agree with you. Fans are going to fan however they want. But I'm interested to know what your thoughts and Figgy's thoughts are. Because my guy, Mark Bowman. Now, a lot of people never really have heard of Mark Bowman. He was an Oilers season ticket holder. Like, going back, his family, his dad, back to the 70s Love You Blue days. So he's been going to Oilers and Texans games for more than 40 years. And so why don't more people know about him? Well, you've probably seen him, but pretty much only by accident. He passed away Saturday very suddenly and surprisingly. He was in really good shape and just passed away. And so it got me to thinking about, like, he was the truest, in my view, type of fan. Like, never really did anything but buy season tickets, buy merchandise, and support the team. Live and die with the team, but wasn't real, you know, crazy about it, flamboyant about it. And he just listened every day, knew everything about the Oilers and the Texans. He actually became friends with Pastorini over the years. You know, they just kind of had some similarities, some common things, some things in common. He was friends with some rock and roll legends, like Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin would go to his house, and because he was a photographer, so he'd, you know, do all this. So anyway, it got me to think about the fans, and I actually rated fans in my view. Not that any of these are wrong, just how I would put them. The type of fan that Mark Bowman was, deep fan, true fan, everything was internal. You'd never know that he was such a deep fan because he didn't make a big that. That's I mean, he lives and dies with it. Like, that's kind of how a lot of people are that I know. Just like, and you're like that. Yeah, you internalize. You want to watch the game by yourself unless you're at the game. The second type of fan is the loud call-in guy that either blows a gasket or falls in love every Sunday. And that's cool. I have no problem with that. Like, they're just loud. It's a different kind of diehard than the guys that internal it. Then there's the third, and these are kind of like rank lower on my list, is the let's play dress-up dude or girl. They always have this flamboyant face painting, colors, headdress, you know, hats.
Headdress.
Boas, whatever it may be that they have. And I always look at them.
What's wrong with the dress up, man? That's rowdy, baby.
I said
it's game day, baby.
Fans are going to fan.
Put it on, baby.
Do it how you want.
Shout out to Ultimate Fan.
Ultimate Fan is one of the best, for sure.
Steve.
Yeah. Then there's another type of fan.
Okay.
Where are the cameras fan? Where are the cameras? They always have the cool visuals. Do they even really know what the score is in any given moment?
Come on.
I mean,
know the score.
I don't think they're as integral to the team as they might think they are.
Yeah.
But that's how they fan.
Yeah.
They want to be on the big screen, you know, and all that. Then there's the worst of all. All these are going to – fans are going to fan. I respect all of them.
Uh-oh.
But this one is the worst
Knocking
of all.
Knocking those down.
This one is the worst of all. The make-believe media guy or girl. Like, they're going to create a blog or do some Twitter videos or – contribute to some air quote team website, and all of a sudden they try to make people believe that they're more involved and more plugged
so
in.
So like media disguised fans disguised
yeah.
as media.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that happens a lot more. Mm-hmm. The NBA has it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
NFL has it a lot, a little bit more too, but there's some people who are really putting stuff out there and, mm-hmm. and really, really no, grinding. Like Mike Underhill in New Orleans. I think Stoots is doing the same thing here.
Those are not fans.
It's TV, yeah. It's responsibility, all that type of stuff.
Those are media.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the ones that like, hey, I wrote a blog three times a year,
yeah.
You know, or I post on Twitter some interview because I got a credential with someone, and it's really you don't really work for anyone.
Yeah.
You're just trying to, you know, portray yourself as more important than you are.
Yeah.
But then
sometimes that person will talk about fans. Like you're better than the fans.
Exactly.
And it's like, okay, you're not really, I mean, are you grinding? Because I would argue that if we're just talking about hard work, I would say that if you're just going and you're not really working hard and you're mm-hmm. just eating free food and all that type of stuff,
there's a lot.
Would say that Ultimate Fan puts in more effort on game day than that person.
I agree.
I would say that Ultimate Fan puts in 100 times
agree.
More effort. It's way harder to do what Ultimate Fan does than just show up and play media.
No, I totally agree, because basically you're taking advantage of something and trying to be something that you're not. But most of these fans, I get it. That's how you want a fan. Whether you're the loud call-in guy, you're the let's play up, play dress up person, you're just quiet and internalize everything.
Can you just say get geared up? The dress up thing, you're kind of
they play dress. Where are the cameras people? You know, we all know those. But the make-believe media guy or girl that almost becomes like preachy and you're just a fan and you have no idea what you're doing, but at least you get behind the scenes so you think you're important.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that bother me. Everybody else, do what you want to do.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the fans out there.
But Mark Bowman, man, doing it for 40 years. And the last text I had from him.
Rest in peace, Mark Bowman.
It was the week before I left. He texted me about how excited he was, and he really thought this was going to be a year where they could get to the Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I texted him back. I said, I'm happiest for you because I think they really have a chance. And then he passed away on Saturday. So,
hey, God just got a Texans fan.
That's right, did. Goes back to my point. Once before I die, just once before I die.
Texans got it with it all now, man.
Yeah, man. You knew Mark a little bit, didn't you?
I remember you telling me about Mark.
Yeah.
Because I remember that picture.
Yeah, those front row seats. I think I met him once.
Mm-hmm.
I think I perhaps met him once.
Yeah.
He was pretty fired up.
And he knew some rock and roll legends.
I loved, what do you mean?
Like, they would come over to his house. Ann Wilson and Nancy Wilson from Heart.
Who?
Heart. The group Heart.
Who?
Ann and Nancy Wilson. They were huge friends of his. Tom Petty. Oh, he got Tom Petty to buy the book for the Taking Flak. Tom Petty wrote me a note, said, I loved your book. How about that? Because he's a friend of Mark Bowman. And his biggest was Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin. He'd send me a picture, man. Hey, Jimmy's here. Wow. Okay.
Damn,
okay.
Bringing it like that?
Yeah. They all knew him from his photography skills. Can you imagine being boys with Jimmy Page?
I don't even know much about Jimmy Page.
But you know Led Zeppelin.
I know Diamond Dallas Page. Self high five. Yeah, I love just the fan interaction. I like seeing all the angles of it. Like what does matter? Like especially draft week. There's nothing more fun for me than when you go out and it's like this person's breaking down the two deep.
Mm-hmm.
This person's excited. This person's taking you to task on something you said, and they're just excited and optimistic and all that. And I do think that's kind of something that has kind of left for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the diehards were still there, but it was still kind of, your spirit was still kind of crushed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times you didn't even want to win,
mm-hmm.
but now this is, we're getting back to the intensity from all angles of what fanhood feels like when you at least have an organization that you feel like know what the hell, they're doing.
There are people who are completely invested and committed to doing it every day. That's not who I'm talking about. Like those people, I mean, you get better coverage because they're always so close and stuff. But right now is the perfect time to hop on board with the Texans. I mean, for so many reasons, and that's why people are. And you can fan however you want. It's just the ones that are like playing make-believe that kind of bug me a little bit, but whatever.
Yeah. But you know what? Yeah. The more the merrier, man.
Yeah.
It's about to be packed up in there.
Yeah, it is.
No doubt. It's going to be really, 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 really packed up there. And the wall-to-wall draft coverage is going to be packed as well. That begins on Thursday, take you into Friday, and then a little Saturday action. Never hurt anyone. Texans, of course, getting to sit on the sidelines. Round one. For now, I think that's the case. I think your best point of the day was that Nick Caserio has already made his draft day trade.
Yeah.
It was Diggs.
It was Diggs.
Like, if that happened on draft day, then that would break
the
internet.
He got 2 second rounders now.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And traded one for Diggs. Yeah, that's the mm-hmm. – it's essentially a three-way trade where the Bills get Minnesota's second rounder next year and the Texans and Bills swap from – number one, 23 overall, and the Texans go to 42. So they basically, Nick Caserio basically made a three-way trade.
Mm-hmm. And now they're ready to make that move with those players in that bucket.
That's it.
Oh, you ready for Saturday?
Oh, yeah, Saturday. Hey, Daily Sports Club, going to be out there. Myself, Figgy, Stutes, we're going to be out there. John Lopez is, I think he's going to come through. I'm not going to hold him to it.
No, I'm going to come through.
I could expect like a phone call.
What time are you going to be going? 11?
We're right at 11.
All right.
We're
going
to have the sound on the draft. This is a Figgy Media production, man.
How about that?
Yeah, a lot of people packing
and
up.
And a locker room production, man.
And a locker room. Hey. And H Football, Cody Stutes production. So come through, come by, say hi. It's going to be fun, 11. Because my two favorite things in life going back to childhood, sitting at the cafeteria table before the bell would ring and talking about sporting event the night before and then taking in the actual draft. We get to do both of that with the people out there on them streets. Daily Sports Club. By the way, they got a full parking garage out there, so you can park.
Oh, it's easy.
Yeah, it ain't like going downtown and having a park. No, they got a full parking garage. You walk right through there, you're in there.
No, it's straight.
So we're good to go.
I'll come through, probably lunchtime.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Don't call you. You'll call me. Is that the...
I'm telling you, I'll be there.
All right. I'm just making sure.
I'll be there.
Okay. Coming up next, a big next few days.
I'm not going to be there too early, but I'll be there.
The Astros. I think I might have to be its early guy. I'm going to be its early guy. I don't know if I'm going to get that same energy from the other man in this room. Plus, Nick Caserio speaks on You Know What next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, the hits are lit here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. NFL draft is this week. Texans, as it sits, get to sit on Thursday. They'll make three picks on Friday, at least for now. Tomorrow, little appetizer, the uniforms are going to drop. Nick Caserio asked about the uniforms. He didn't have much to say.
I don't think I've sort of seen them. So I would say I'm probably not the person to talk about relative to fashion. You guys have seen how I dress. But I think it's great for the fans. So, I mean, again, there's a lot of other people that have talked about the uniforms. I'll let them kind of handle it. So, I mean, I'm more worried about how well they play than how well they look on a field. I'm sure you guys can have some fun with that next week. So, all right, thanks.
I think truer words have never been spoken. I don't think Nick Caserio gives two bleeps about what these uniforms like. Nothing at all. And good, that's what you want in your general manager. Watch more tape. You know, I think it's absolutely true. I heard he was the things I picked up anyway.
Hardo.
A little bit.
Yeah, he's harder than Nick.
Yeah, about a lot of things.
Yeah, very much so.
Grades and...
Well, he said that... Well, first of all, he said they haven't talked to Diggs because we're not the type that prances out somebody and shows them and introduces them. Well, you did with Hunter and Mixon.
Yeah.
Then he said that draft grades are the dumbest thing that he's ever seen, and he said he didn't know what diva meant when it came to wide receiver.
He was
real hard.
He's feeling it.
He's wired up, man. Yeah. And he should be feeling pretty good about himself right now. He should be proud of himself. Like Nick Caserio should be proud of himself.
Absolutely.
I think that the intensity, I mean, you've seen the intensity with Nick Caserio. I mean, he wants to win as much as anyone, and quite frankly, you know, as much as CJ gets praise, as much as D'Amico gets praise, as much as we praise the McNairs, I mean, he was the guy who basically had to fall on the sword and go through the mud.
Mm-hmm.
And God knows, we were swinging that sword every once in a while.
Yeah,
with Caserio, but he's the one who's had to go through it, and the McNairs too. But Caserio was kind of the guy that was brought in to fix it. He was the one who had to go up and answer the questions.
He was the one
who had to speak for it. And he's not the one who had a hand in creating it. So, I mean, if he wants to say it with his chest, say it with your chest, my friend. Yeah. And if you want to draft well and continue to draft well, then this time next year we might get an even more hard-o Caserio.
No,
Sign me up for it.
I totally agree. He was the front man. He couldn't avoid us. The McNairs could. He couldn't. And so good for him. And we always saw him working.
Well, and he didn't. He went the extra mile to be transparent.
Right, exactly.
And regardless of whether it got robotic or whatever, he was the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And now Nick Caserio saying it with his chest. Complete hard ass last week. Speaking of hard asses, Justin Verlander made his debut on Friday. What a much needed boost for the Astros. He allows two runs in six innings. Astros get the dub. They take the first of three against the Washington Nationals. Are they finally going to win a series? Well, then Saturday happened. Two-run lead blown in the ninth. Ryan Pressly allows two runs on two hits. Then Seth Martinez comes in the 10th. The Astros take the L. Rubber game last night. Christian Javier, he went up to Joe Espada, and this is what he said. He asked him where it hurt. Here's where Christian Javier said it hurt.
My neck.
His neck was hurt, and he
Good
was scratched.
Lord.
From his start, Christian.
I'm glad, that's enough. That's enough of that one. I've heard that song.
Wait, where?
My neck.
Okay, stop.
He was hurt, so Christian Javier did not pitch, which it wouldn't have mattered. They could have had Nolan Ryan in his prime pitch. You don't score a run, you're not going to win games. They lose 6-0, and they lose the series to the Washington Nationals. They fall to 7-16. The Astros are 14% through their season. I got to say it's pretty early to just completely dismiss them because the division stinks. The division is not good, John.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to dismiss them. I don't feel you're going to be on the same thing. By the way, where did it hurt again, Christian?
My neck.
Okay, that's enough. Don't say anymore. Why are people afraid to state the obvious?
What do you mean?
They're done.
Done. It's early.
It's very early. They
it's not even May yet.
It's early.
Okay, here, let's put out there some.
And we get the All-Star break.
Some things that are absolutely true. All right, that I believe in myself. It is way early. I'm the guy that always tells you about the little marks in time that are very important in a baseball season. The first one doesn't even happen until Memorial Day. That's when you get a good gauge for where things are. Then 4th of July, then All-Star break, then Labor Day. Like I'm the one that I subscribe to those things by and large every year. Memorial Day is the first time you get a real gauge on things. I've always said that. This year I'm saying they're done. I think they're done. Like when you look at what, you know, there's always exceptions. And when you look at where they are and the performances they're getting from their best players, which are really, really good on the everyday lineup, Altuve, Pena, Tucker, Yordan, you can't ask for more than what they're getting from those guys. That's not going to last. Maybe.
We'll dismiss that too
much. Are all four of those guys going to play at this level and then add Bregman for 100 and whatever many games are left? The odds are probably not. Someone's going to get a little, you know, IL visit or a slump and all that. So they're getting a lot from their offense, and they're still 7-16 with no real prospects pitching, injuries that are still lingering, bullpen that is basically, you know, out there babbling. I mean, they have, you know, severe mental issues going on.
Is Presley broken yet?
Including with Presley, the other Abreu, who knew that was going to be bad.
Haters, not
hater.
Needles.
No, they've
got. They'll be fine. I think the bullpen will be fine. The back end. I think the back end will
maybe
clean
the
up.
Back
I think
end
the back end will clean up.
Will improve. But no, they're done. I, this is the exception to the rule. I don't see anything about not just how they're playing, but the prospects of adding things. Let's say they want to make a bunch of trades. Well, then you're going into the luxury tax even more. Is Jim Crane going to do that? Let's say you want to call up the next great prospect. How's that gone? Do they have any great prospects left? Like, it's very rare that I would – I'm surprising myself.
The division's bad, though.
The division is bad.
It's bad, but there's no the rock bottom. It doesn't seem like as many teams are rock bottom, though.
There's a lot of average teams in the division. So I'm telling you up front, I'm surprising myself that I feel this way, but I wouldn't bet a nickel that they make the playoffs. Would you?
Playoffs?
Make the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Would I bet on it?
Yeah.
I mean, not even money.
That's my point.
Yeah, not even money.
I wouldn't.
But done, no.
I normally wouldn't say it. This year I am. They're done. Done.
They do find ways to lose games.
Yes.
They find ways. Now, one of the main reasons, though, I think gets cleaned up. I think the back end of the bullpen cleans up.
What are you going to do about starting? They've given up 123 runs,
yeah,
man.
But we know that those. But that's pretty easy to see. They've had. And I don't know what Valdez is when he comes back. And I don't know how long Verlander is going to maintain pitching at a good level. So there's that, but they have had some injuries with the rotation.
And
I don't count Garcia and McCullers.
My thing, Landry, is not even like how they're playing right now, which is awful, as we know. It's like, how do you fix it? There's nothing really coming up to fix it, whether veterans, pitching staff that are injured, prospect. There's nothing. Trades. Jim Crane's not going to add to the luxury tax on this squad.
Well, I mean, he doesn't have anything to give up.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
That's why I'm saying they're done. Normally, I'd be like, of course they're not done. No, they're done.
By the way, Spencer Arrighetti is back in the rotation. He's going to get his third start because Christian Javier has a hurt what?
My neck.
Okay. He's got a hurt neck. Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Some more Arrighetti and meatballs?
He bounced back nicely.
He did okay.
He bounced back nicely. Yeah. He did okay the second time out. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Boxing over the weekend was really, it really kind of controlled the internet. CJ Stroud had a party. He invited Titus Howard, other teammates there, Ryan Garcia. He got the dub. Didn't get the title because he went overweight. Actually paid that $1.5 million that he bet per pound. This was his post-fight presser where everybody thought he was crazy. Everybody thought he was nuts. And he basically told everybody, well, I was going through some things. I might have been nuts. I wasn't this nuts, but I did have an interesting training approach. Here was Ryan Garcia's post-fight presser.
This is why people need to stop believing everything on the internet and stop, you know, living in a false reality. At the end of the day, there's a lot of real shit going on. You know, the last thing you should worry about is a kid acting crazy on the internet. Real shit is going on in the world. Open your eyes. You know, kids being hurt, nobody caring. Everybody looking at it like, oh, he's just crazy. It's a conspiracy. Is this, is that. At the end of the day, that shit was real. And I out there put that my reputation online, had everybody thinking I was crazy. But at the end of the day, who's the crazy one now? You know, I didn't even really want to say this. Everybody needs to acknowledge, like, yo, I'm tripping. Y'all was tripping, not me. You guys were tripping. I was the one that was actually with sanity because I'm like, yo, they're hurting little kids. Let's help them. Like, that's called being a real man because I don't give a fuck what people say about me.
That's right.
I walked through the fire and still held it down and still beat fucking Devin Haney and still drank every day and still beat him. And I did everything. Not, what the fuck? Yep. Hey, what happened? False reality, right? Drank every single night, went out on the first Monday and the Tuesday and drank. What happened? I won.
Right? He did calm down.
Not necessarily am I proud of that, but I'm just saying. Right. This is it was a statement to show you. You guys can't really fuck with me.
That's right.
I do whatever I want. I still win.
He did.
Can't help himself sometimes. He just goes on these tangents, man.
Drink every night, man. Drink to be 25 night. Again, my goodness. Go out there and box. Good Lord.
I wouldn't recommend it long term.
Yeah. And I,
as a boxer.
Well, he's got Oscar De La Hoya right there with him, man. Yeah. Maybe De La Hoya can nudge him and say, hey.
He looked a little uncomfortable, too.
Yeah, he was kind of, because I think he almost said he smoked, and that kind of slipped a little bit. He said, and smoke. What the? He was catching himself saying something that he shouldn't have said.
Yeah.
Man, I'm just glad that there is some resemblance of boxing because there's nothing like it. I know UFC's come a long way. I know it's just when you have that American boxing type of vibe, the fighters just going out there, warriors.
Yeah, championship aura.
Yeah, the build up, all that.
Yeah.
He's getting all the co-signing from like McGregor.
You ever been to a championship, like a world-class championship fight?
Yeah, once here.
Isn't it badass?
It's cool, but it's cool. it wasn't in like the heyday. It wasn't like the heavyweight type of that type of vibe.
Yeah, especially in Vegas.
Ooh,
man, that's fun.
A lot of money going around.
Yeah,
6-1, man. Mm-hmm. Those are the hits here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up the next few days and what they mean for the Houston Texans. Plus, let's look around the league and see the life that we once lived. Lunchtime next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.